AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP Democrats in the Texas legislature are planning to leave the state and travel to Washington, D.C. They're getting out of Austin before Republicans could pass a voting bill in the current special legislative session ordered by Republican Governor Greg Abbott. The proposed changes include outlawing 24-hour polling places, banning ballot drop boxes, and empowering partisan poll watchers. By leaving, Democrats would deny the GOP majority in Texas a quorum to pass bills. Following yesterday's protest in Cuba, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. policy there is based on two principles.
First, support for democracy and human rights, which is going to continue to be at the core of our efforts through empowering the Cuban people to determine their own future. Second, Americans, especially Cuban Americans, are the best ambassadors for freedom and prosperity in Cuba.
The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Scott Miller, relinquished his position at a ceremony in Kabul. He's hoping there will be a peaceful political settlement in Afghanistan.
What I tell the Taliban is they're responsible too. The violence that's going on is against the will of the Afghan people, and it needs to stop.
The ceremony is taking the U.S. a step closer to ending its 20-year war. The move comes as Taliban insurgents continued to gain territory across Afghanistan. Agreements between Iowa and Texas show Iowa is donating the use of state troopers and their equipment at no cost to Texas to fight crime along the border with Mexico. Despite that language, a spokesman for Iowa's governor says there's still a chance Texas could eventually pick up the cost after the mission concludes. Top officials at the World Health Organization say there's not enough evidence to show third doses of coronavirus vaccines are needed. They appealed for the scare shots to be shared with poor countries who have yet to immunize their people. This is AP News. After canceling last year because of the pandemic, the British Open is getting started at Royal St. George. Committee member Adrian Thompson is not worried about the virus and crowds.
We have 700 acres here, and there were 60,000 in Wembley last night, 10,000 at Wimbledon. So I don't think we have any problem whatsoever. I think there's enough space here.
In London, student Holly Running hopes there will be plenty of social distancing.
I'm quite surprised that there's not that many people wearing masks. I thought there'd be more.
Golf fan Andrew Long can't wait for the Open to start.
I think we've all got to get on and enjoy life and enjoy the sport. So I think as long as everyone's sensible, we'll all be fine.
Three more players have withdrawn from this week's Open, including 2015 champion Zach Johnson. He tested positive for the coronavirus. The field already is missing seven players from the top 75 in the world. Unusual for a major. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.